But a superstar who wasn't loved up last night, or she thought she was loved up, but she was sadly mistaken, is Bella from The Bachelor, and we welcome her to the show.
Hi, Bella.
Now, where are we going to start?
We're going to start with the moment last night. He said he wasn't. Let's go with this one. When you were having to console Lockie for not choosing you.
Yeah.
Give me a hug.
Well, that's disturbing. That's hard to hear. As in, I could hear it, but it's hard for me to be hearing because Bella, he was right over the top, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. I mean, look, I remember walking up to him and I was like, I was kind of confused because I was like, wait, is he upset because he's about to break up with me or is he upset because he's just dumped Irina? Like, there were so many things going through my brain, but at the same time, like, he was the man that I loved and he was bawling his eyes out. So, of course, the first thing that I was going to do was go up to him and console him. And then I was like, oh, I'll figure out why he's crying after. And then I think once he said, I just feel so bad, it kind of sunk in. And that's probably when I stopped consoling him.
Yeah, I love it.
Just how long, I know that everything's edited and a lot of what you said is edited out. How long are you actually standing there with him? Is it like half an hour or is it longer or shorter time?
I was standing there with him probably for about, I think it might have been about 10, 15 minutes. Honestly, my adrenaline at that point was so high.
You got it.
It could have been 2 minutes.
This is the bit. You got to hear this bit because Bella wasn't having it. Once he finally stopped crying, Bella gave it some of this.
Can I leave?
Yeah, can I leave? Come out. Go away.
I'm going.
I'm going. Didn't say anything. Can I leave? He didn't say a word.
Can I say that was great?
I loved that.
Television, Bella.
Thanks, guys.
Your reaction was priceless.
I loved it.
His reaction was something I've never seen before. It was new. You should have, you know, the whole pool situation where he was really struggling for reasons not to pick you, wasn't he, Bella?
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing is, we had spoken so in-depth about our future post-batch during lockdown. So when he brought up, the fact that I couldn't give him certainty, one of the things that I did say, which hadn't made it to the final edit, was I actually said, you know, we'd spoken about moving to Sydney together. Like, we had plans.
You want to uproot your life and move for him, and they cut it out. Come on, people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I was kind of just like, look, like, don't say we didn't have plans. And then he kind of tried to backtrack, and obviously then he realized the excuse that he had used isn't going to really make it too far. So.
Yeah.
Now, so tell me something.
He was flailing.
Did he text you the night before to say you were it?
No. He did not. We didn't have our phones on us.
So is that just a rumor that came up, was it?
Oh, one of the many that have popped up about me. I'm learning new things about myself every day, all the contracts
signed. But Bella, that's the territory.
Can I say you were my son? You were my son's favorite. So, it's a no-brainer. He's got to pick Bella. And I said, well, I don't know if he will.
He's not going to.
Is your son single?
All right.
He's only 11.
I'm
kidding.
No, that's a bit fun.
He'll be happy to hear.
There's history in the family, though, isn't there?
Of what?
Of older ladies with younger men.
Yes, there is.
I thought you were talking about my family.
No.
Now, yeah, so, yeah, everyone's intrigued by your stepfather. You know that, don't you, Bella?
I do. I have gotten that many memes sent to me, and if I get one more stepdaddy meme sent to me, I think I might turn my Instagram off.
Well, how old is he? We've made him to be 37. Is that right?
No, he's 39.
Yeah, right. All right.
Well, same.
Close-ish.
Yeah. He, you know what? Like, bless them. I think at the end of the day, like, it is such a beautiful little love story that they've got. He actually met Mum when he was 21 and Mum was 34. So there's a bit of a gap between them. But beautiful. I think at the end of the day, like, when you know, you know.
Absolutely.
He moved from Sydney for her.
That's just a gorgeous story, the test of time. That's 18-year long relationship.
Yeah, and she's so young at heart as well. So they balance each other out.
That's beautiful. And your dad, he's cool with it all. He seemed to be cool with it all the other night on the.
He's so cool with it. Him and my mum, they've known each other since they were 14. So he's still really close with the family. He was actually watching the final episode with all of my mum's side. Last night.
Well,
so,
there you go. All's well that ends well, Bella.
Your future side,
you know.
And have we established that you're hooked up now or not? Are you Bella?
No, I'm not. I think I'm just going to focus on myself for a little while.
Yeah.
I've had my fair share of heartbreak, and I think I'm just – I've recently actually moved out with Beck.
That's nice.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice because I did kind of go in there not expecting to find such a good friendship. And, I mean, being able to come out with a best mate, I mean, sometimes they're better than boyfriends anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
All's well that ends well. Good on you, Bella.
Thank you, guys.